Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. I'm Françoise Rhodes, back in the station here in Palm Desert. Love getting out on those remotes, but it's always nice, so much easier when I come back into the station. And part of that easiness is due to Sean Flanagan, who's in the boardroom, as always. Hey, Sean.
Good morning.
I know. It's kind of weird when I'm gone, huh? It seems like I'm gone forever.
It does.
Yeah.
I think it's already once a week that I see you, so I think that's why. Because when you're gone, it's like...
It's a couple
weeks. It
was
like a really long time.
I know. You listen to me, and so you're back here doing your thing, but still, it's kind of weird. I don't know. Anyway, you are here. We're here. The weather's good. A little bit too much wind. We're going into May already. I was counting. I count on my fingers. I'm one of those. You know, I just go, I don't know why, or use my phone or whatever. But I'm thinking last night, oh, my gosh, May? We're already in. I had to count five to make sure we were going into 5 months. 5 months already into this year.
My thing is, I feel like there's been a lot of wind.
This year seems
like there's been a lot of wind.
Yeah, and we do say that every year, but
the other side of that is has gone by very fast.
I was counting. Okay, so that means we're with my fingers again. I have them up right now, folks. June, July, August, September are going to be really hot months.
Right.
Then October's kind of weird. We get a little bit of hit and miss, and then boom, it's gone.
And then time flies by and we're right here again.
So we're up to, we're getting up to that summer month thing where summer's going to be starting. However, that doesn't mean things stop in the valley. A lot of things keep right on going. But this month in May, what we have, Cinco de Mayo and Mother's Day are the big holidays I think that I can think of in May.
Think of another one.
Yeah. So in actually, April showers are supposed to bring May flowers also, but we've had flowers for the last...
Yeah. Very nice flowers.
Yeah, those flowers are starting to kind of all die off now, except for cactus. The cacti or cactus, I'm not sure which one it is. A lot of those, they are blooming, and they're beautiful. But those flowers...
I haven't seen any cactus blooming.
I was driving down... what's that street? Duval? Was it Duval? I don't know. I take the shortcut when I go through Rancho Mirage to come home when I'm in Palm Springs. And I almost slammed on the brakes and took a picture of this cactus that had this big shoot of flowers, hundreds of flowers off this shoot. That it was one of those, not the typical cactus, you know, the one that has a big... leaves that come out, you know, pointy little, I don't know. I don't even know what it's called. Anyway, the white flowers were beautiful. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it. There were so many of them.
Well, see, now I got to drive around a little bit, I guess.
I know, and I can't think of the name of the street. I think it's Duval, but I'm not sure. You know when you cut up going, you take Duval, you go all the way down to the end, you turn where the park is, and then you go up another street by water.
I know where you're talking about.
You know where it is?
Yeah,
right
I'm
in there. We'll check it out. Anyway. All right, Stagecoach in town. I hear Shania Twain and Willie Nelson rock the house.
Oh, yeah?
At Stagecoach. 84, Willie Nelson. Celebrated birthday. They said he was incredible. Shania Twain, 15 years off the, you know, out of the spotlight. Now she's back, and she released a single at Stagecoach.
That's awesome.
First single in 15 years for this new album that she has. So, and she's also a mentor on The Voice. So, yeah, Stagecoach, they said this Stagecoach elevated itself to another level. I don't know if they'll ever have two Stagecoaches. It just kind of seems like everybody's happy with the one.
Right.
Yeah, it's not like Coachella where the first weekend's the party and the second weekend's just really for music lovers. But so lots of people in town, but not the same kind of vibe, a really more low-key sort of. I've seen a lot of people at the store, but just a different kind of vibe.
You know what's funny? You know what I do see is that I went to Costco and I was seeing... the flat carts, just full of cases of beer.
Oh yeah,
full.
Yeah, that's Stagecoach.
Not even the cart; it was the flatbed cart. That's insane.
Well, it's for all their friends that are there in the RV, like thousands of people in one RV. Yeah,
and they were all wearing swimming trunks.
Well, maybe there was a pool party somewhere that we weren't invited to. But when you notice with Coachella that everybody's showing off their armband.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, that's like a badge of honor. I have one hanging on my wall. I should put that on every year and everybody think I'm going to Coachella. And Stagecoach, not so much. They kinda don't really care. You know, we're here.
They have
their boots on. Their boots. That's their badge of honor.
Yep.
Shorts and cowboy boots. Never seen it. I used to train horses and I never wore shorts and cowboy boots, but that's the thing. All right. We want to thank Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club and Monterey for their donuts today. I already had mine. So, Sean, you have a box in there. And today's show is presented by Command One Security, covering the entire Coachella Valley. So give them a call. They do such a good job over there. This week, cameraman Steve and I, we edited episode 5, which is pretty much ready to go, except for we are waiting to film one commercial, which I'm doing on Tuesday, and I'll tell you what it's for. I'm giving myself a drum roll. That's it right there. I want to announce that Coachella Valley Volkswagen is back as the provider, our transportation provider for traveling with Francois.
That's awesome. We need an applause in here, too.
They are going to be part of the television show. I'm waiting for the new Atlas to come out, and I'm going to be getting one of those. They have new ownership, new general manager. And George, my favorite guy in service, is still there. So he stayed on because he saw a good thing happening there, and he stayed. So all is good out there at Coachella Valley Volkswagen on Varner Road in Indio. They have a ton of pre-used cars. They said they're flying out the door. Lots of new cars. And like I say, I am waiting for the Atlas. So that's a big news. You'll hear more about them. In fact, Armin, the new general manager, will be joining us in just a couple of weeks. This week, what did I do? What did I do this week? I went to Ristretto for Dining Out for Life. A big day that day. All the restaurants that participated did a good job. I went to Venus to Fido. They had a mixer there. That's that 27,000 square foot doggy and human spa in Palm Desert. I mean, it's really kind of crazy. Beautiful, beautiful facility, but whew, is it something? So I did that. Some other things, trying to get all this, the new commercials and sponsors and all that stuff together. I went to Greens International Market over there by Steinmart off of Bob Hope. Really a nice market if you're looking for those, you know, some of those quirky spices and stuff that you can't find.
Yeah.
A lot. They have them there. They have a really nice deli. They have all sorts of those, like I say, items that you just don't go to Albertsons and buy.
Right, the harder to find stuff. How you go in there.
You look in there because they really, a lot of Lebanese spices and different kinds. I mean, I bought some actually pizzelles that were in there. So it is an international market, and it was very, very nice, very clean, very organized. They're doing a nice job over there. So if you're in that area, swing on by and check it out, and maybe they have something in there for you. All right, today's prizes, we have quite a few, but I'll just read them off when we give them away. And that number is 760-440-8255. That is the number we're going to use to give stuff away, as always. And KESQ, I wasn't there yesterday. I'll be back next week, and I'm not even sure with what I'm going to do yet. I'm still deciding. So on that note, we are going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio 1200 and the new 100.9 FM. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and the 100.9 FM, our new FM station. All right, I want to give a shout out. I always like it when young people do great things and win awards, and they work hard for these awards. So there's a couple kids right here I just want to give them a shout out to. Each year, the Desert Sands Unified School District Science Fair awards a number of honors to participating students. Is Jasmine into science? No, you're shaking your head now. Okay. Top honor is the opportunity to present projects at the Riverside County Science and Engineering Fair. Wow. They had over 463 submitted exhibits. That's a lot. That's a lot of kids getting into science. There's a lot of great science stuff out there.
You know why? It's because it's cool right now.
Oh.
Right now, it's cool. I don't want to say to be a nerd. I don't want to say that, but that's pretty much what it is. Well, I mean, but I'm just saying the quote unquote nerdy culture is what's cool right now.
Is what's cool.
Which is, I think, awesome. And I wish it would have been that way when I was younger. I might have done some different things.
Well, I was going to say, shoot, you and I fit right in. we'll fit right in with the cool kids. Yeah. All right. Well, Vincent Parsi, a fifth grader at Ronald Reagan Elementary School, won the sweepstakes award for his grade level at the Riverside County Science and Engineering Fair. Congratulations to him. And Shadow Hills High School sophomore Madison Risk was recognized with a special ISEF International Science and Engineering Fair affiliated award. So congratulations to these kids.
That's awesome.
That really is good stuff. What happened to the days of, remember the dry ice and the volcano?
That's what I did. And then you had to, everybody did a solar system.
Yeah. Well, I have some interesting news about our solar system in the next hour of the show. So stick around. Some things that are really good about that. But right now, I do have some passes to the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. That's passes for two. They don't expire till July, I think the end of July, something like that. It's a $50 value. And give us a call at 760-440-8255. That's 440-8255 for a chance to win some passes to the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. Remember, you cannot have one in the last 30 days. Okay. All right. So that's 760-440-8255. And if you're a resident of the Coachella Valley, you do not need to pay that $5 parking fee. So right now, Get a Life Weekly Announcements is brought to you by the 500 Palm Springs only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers and Italia, your Ristretto and Italia and Gallery 500. So located on the corner of Ramon and Indian in Palm Springs. Call today at 760-864-6500 or on the web at the500ps.com. All right, I told you about Coachella Valley Volkswagen. Yay, being now the official travel provider, vehicle provider for Traveling with Francoise. I have to get the right name down. I haven't decided. Is it a transportation provider? I don't know. I can't find the words that I like yet. I'll figure it out. Command One Security. Remember, summer's coming, so lock up. We need to get Sherry Sandifer in here to talk about how to make sure your home is safe and sound for the summer. Diane Williams and Associates, they're over there at Indian Ridge Country Club, but they cover the entire valley. Tony Quinzio, he does professional sharpening, knives, scissors, you name it. He's been doing it since 1996. He sharpens all my stuff that I need sharpened. 310-365-5444. All this information is on the Traveling with Francoise website. Renova Solar, they have a new program out where their employees are now partners. Congratulations to them. Good job on Renova Solar, though. Braille Institute, they still have a lot of programs going on in the summer. They are in Rancho Mirage. I was just over there the other day. They do such a phenomenal job. So Braille Institute on Ramon Road in Rancho Mirage. All right, Sean, do we have a winner?
Yes, you do. You have Brady from Cathedral City.
Okay. Hi, Brady.
Hi, Francois. How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you today?
I'm great. I haven't talked to you in quite a while, and just I listen to your show all the time, but I haven't won anything, I don't know, maybe about a year.
A year? Well, what's up with that?
I don't know. I just don't hit the right time, I guess.
I guess so. All right. When's the last time you went to the tram?
Oh, my goodness. Probably about a year and a half ago.
Oh, well, perfect then. And you have it at the perfect time, a great place to go during the summer because it's 30 degrees cooler up there at the top.
Absolutely. I can't wait for that because the summertime out here, I came out here 30 years ago. My friends go, don't worry, Brady, you'll get acclimated. How do you get acclimated to 115-degree weather?
No? You haven't been acclimated yet? No?
No.
Oh, come on, Brady. You just change your lifestyle just a little bit. Frankly, I like it until we get to October. Then I've had enough. I said, that's it. I'm done. Give us some cool weather.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely. But
all right, Brady.
Last year was pretty good. Pretty good. It was nice.
It was very good. A good year for us.
Real estate sales are up, and I'm happy. And, you know, my people that work for me are happy, and I'm great.
Well, fantastic. Well, I'm glad to hear all that because I'm happy too. So make sure you watch Traveling with Francoise on TV on Fox 11. You can record it at noon on Thursdays and 5:30 a.m. on Friday. Okay, don't miss a new episode coming up shortly.
Awesome.
Okay.
I'll do that.
All right, Brady, stick around. Make sure Sean has your info and congratulations.
You have a great day and
thank you.
Thanks for being who you are.
Well, thank you so much. And you too. I really appreciate it. Okay, hold on.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay. And all right, so what a nice conversation with Brady there. Wow, I love it when people win that haven't won things in a while. So that is very, very awesome. So Brady won those tickets. All right, Ty Smile on El Paseo. They used to be in Rancho Mirage, but now they're on El Paseo. And they have the best pad thai in the valley. They really do. People go there from all over just for their pad thai and all the other stuff. I mean, I like all the other foods. I'm sort of a very boring eater, though. I'm into the chow mein and... You know, I don't get too crazy. I do like the spicy chicken, the kung pao chicken. I do like that, but I am really one of those boring eaters. All right, let's see. So a lot of things going on with all our sponsors. Make sure when you use them, you say, we heard of you on Traveling with Francoise. That's where we heard you. I really appreciate that. And I do think we have time for our Get a Life Weekly freebies. Now, remember, all there's an events page on the website, travelingwithfrancoise.com. Please go to that. It changes weekly, and it will tell you about the things I talk about on the show. And if I don't get to that segment of the show, whether it's for free events or paid events, it's on that page. So go to that page. I put it up there to help you out. We change the website every week, and if your website doesn't look like it's changed, just hit the refresh button, and it will change. Okay? That's a heads up. All right. The Get a Life Weekly Freebies is brought to you by Country Club Cleaners in Palm Desert. From bedding to ball gowns and casual wear, Country Club Cleaners does it all, even alterations. And for me, I don't iron. I've never ironed. I ironed once. I burned a big hole in the shirt and said, why do people do this? Why? Sean, do you iron? No.
I do not.
No. So no. I take anything that looks sort of wrinkly over to Jeannie. Let's see here.
You know what's funny is the other day I was trying to de-wrinkle some clothes that I had, and I thought... So this is why Francois says press only.
Exactly. Yeah. And then they look really good. But it's and I hang a lot of stuff to dry. And I'm sure no one's really interested in all this. But but the point is that Jeannie does the press only for me and will do it for you. And you do get 10% off your dry cleaning, not alterations, but your dry cleaning. If you say you heard about Country Club Cleaners on the show, and they're in the Bristol Farms Shopping Center on the corner of Monterey and Country Club. But yeah, I just could not get the knack, you know, of ironing. I know some of you people out there, you do phenomenal jobs. You know how to put the sleeve in the right spot. You know, yep. That's tricky to get all that stuff.
No, I know. What's funny is I'm in luck because my wife's youngest son, he really enjoys it.
Oh.
Like he tells his brother, he's like, hey, you want me to iron your work shirts? Like, it's just strange, but see? He enjoys it.
No, I guess a lot of people use ironing for therapy.
And maybe that's it.
In a way.
Yeah, he takes pride in it.
He does. Well, shoot, if I need a backup, I'm calling him. Yeah, but Jeannie, she does a great job. She's close by. And if you need it in one day, she will accommodate you. If something happens, you say, I have to have that in a couple hours, she will get it done for you. So that is really, really nice. All right, summer is here, and that means free concerts are starting up over at the Civic Center Park Amphitheater in Palm Desert. The first one is on May 4th with the music of legendary rock band U2, performed by L.A. Vation, and they have performed all over the place, and it's really a fun evening. It's from 7:30 to 9 p.m. Bring your chairs, and they're going to have food trucks this season, so you can get food there, but bring your chairs and blankets and sit outside, and it really is a lot of fun. It's a really nice amphitheater over there. So that happens at the Palm Desert Civic Center, and it starts on May 4th, and it runs through May. And then during the summer, they have the big 4th of July event there, all sorts of stuff. So mark that on your calendar to go on over there and have some fun in the corner of northeast corner of San Pablo Avenue and Fred Waring, right there in the Civic Center. You'll see all the people walking over there with their chairs and coolers and all sorts of fun stuff. All right, Braille Institute, they have classes, and their first one in May is on May 5th from 10 to 12, and it's voiceover for your iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch. So they're teaching you how to use all these devices where you can only need to use the voice part of it. So their classes are free over there. Give them a call at the Braille Institute, 760-459-6334. My mother actually is learning how to play guitars. And it's not for people that are completely blind.
Right.
It's for people that are having some vision loss problem.
And I think it helps kind of prepare as well.
Exactly.
You know, I think it makes you think about things different as well.
Yeah, you do think about things different. And right, you have a knowledge. So instead of just waiting for something to happen, if something does happen, you have an idea what you can do.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, they do really a good job over there. So give them a call. All right, Palm Springs Cruise and Association, they have their last cruise in car show at the Westfield Shopping Center and the garage over there, and that is next Saturday, and that's from 1 to 5. Over 150 cars are on display. It's free. Go on over there. It will be the last one of the season. But we always have cool, really awesome-looking cars cruising around the Coachella Valley all year long. Some beautiful cars down here. And then the third season of Desert Hot Springs Classical Concerts concludes with its final concert on Sunday, May 7th at 4 p.m. at the Christ Lutheran Church on Pearson Boulevard in Desert Hot Springs. This is free as well, so go and take advantage of that and have some fun there. It sounds like it is a Desert Hot Springs Classical Concert Series, And I'm trying to see who will be. The final concert features the City of Angels Saxophone Quartet, an ensemble with a musical history of more than 27 years. So they will be performing over there. It's invitation to appear. So anyway, they're a very prestigious group. And again, it is free due to the underwriting from the Desert Hot Springs Community and Cultural Affairs Commission. Just show up 4 p.m. at the Desert Hot Springs Christ Lutheran Church on Pearson Boulevard. And Veterans University, they're offering Representative Raul Ruiz, I'm kind of looking this whole thing over, he announced he is hosting the second annual Veterans University on May 20th. And I'm giving you a heads up on this now because space is limited. It is a free event, and the Veterans University will help veterans and anyone who wants to help improve the lives of veterans learn about critical tools and services. Local veterans, service members, and their families can connect directly with providers for more information about the resources and benefits they have earned in service to our nation. So, again, this event happens on May 20th at the Palm Springs Convention Center. Tickets are free, but space is limited. So you need to call Representative Raul Ruiz's office at 760-424-8888. That's 760-424-8888. And again, remember, all this information will be on the website, Traveling with Francoise. Now, I'm not sure, because our guests are here, Tony and Karen Baroni, I'm not sure if we're going to get to the priced events, which is brought to you by Desert Arc Attire and Thousand Palms. You can give them a call at 760-343-7333. If not, all of these events coming up for the week, there are quite a few. There's one tonight, Paris Roman Home, Night of Music at A. Cavello, Marquee Theater in downtown Palm Springs. That starts at, 5 o'clock. There are quite a few events going on in the Valley that you do have to pay for. And if I don't get time to talk, Evening Under the Stars next Saturday, Later Life, I gave tickets away on the web. I have some more tickets for that, the production of Later Life at the Coachella Valley Repertory. Anyway, I will make sure all this information is on the website. We will just go with the flow here. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we welcome Tony and Karen Baroni to back to the show. It's been, I don't know, I think a couple of years since they've been here. Lots to talk about. You see, they're larger-than-life sculptures all throughout the Valley, but there's a story to tell behind this. We'll be right back, folks. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 and 100.9 FM. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. Well, in studio with us, and I will put pictures out on Facebook shortly, Tony and Karen Baroni are in the house here. Hi, you guys.
Hi.
And I have to say, Karen, they know I love donuts. They've heard me talk about my donuts forever. You, Karen, have the cutest darn dress on. I'm going to show a picture of it on Facebook. What are you covered in?
I am covered in donuts. It's donuts floating on a light aqua background, and I call this my flirty dress.
Oh, it's so cute and scrumptious looking, Tony, don't you think?
Yeah. I've been nibbling all morning.
That is so darn cute. Well, I appreciate you honoring me with your donut dress there.
Oh, my pleasure. That absolutely.
And you have, of course, you are a fashion icon in the desert. I mean, everywhere you go. I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen you, Karen, wearing the same outfit twice. Is that a possibility?
Yes, it definitely is a possibility. I really, really love fashion. I love designing them. I love making them. I love going out and feeling different. Yeah. So if I wear something that I haven't worn before, it's just a great feeling.
Oh, okay.
It's part of the art.
Right,
Karen, absolutely. Karen is walking art.
She is walking art. I mean, people cannot wait to see. Tony, I'm sorry. You don't, when it comes to the outfits, you kind of like to stay very neutral color.
I'm the velvet pad under the jewelry.
That's okay. There you go. It's when Karen steps onto the red carpet, everybody wants to know, what are you wearing, Karen? And that's a fun problem to have.
Well, it is. It's interesting, too, because when I am on red carpet, there, of course, is a question that's asked of me. And I almost feel guilty not being able to, you know, support other artists and other designers out there. I simply have to say, I'm wearing Karen Barone.
Right.
We've converted a whole section of the studio into photography and video. And every time Karen makes an outfit, which is almost once or twice a week at least.
Yeah.
He's gracious. It's three times.
We do a video film. That's just outrageous, these videos. We'll be sending them to you. You'll be seeing them shortly.
Yeah, I totally see. Now, you said don't you have someone that helps you make these outfits?
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh,
I
okay.
don't sew anything.
Oh, you don't sew
anything? Not even a button.
You're the designer.
Yes.
You
design
tell them what
them,
you want.
Find the fabric. Oh, and Tony helps by
what do you do, Tony?
Well, it gets me in and out of them.
Oh, so you do have some help. Now, folks, if you don't know who Tony and Karen are, the Baronis, well, you've probably been living in a rock somewhere, or under a rock, or I don't know, in a cave. Yeah. I don't know, out in the desert or something. Because first of all, you drive around in your little Volkswagen that has all these black dots. Your little is that a Dalmatian or what?
It's cute. No,
it's just spotted.
It's spotted. Always spot our car.
Well, that's true. I've been right next to you, and you guys are talking, and I don't want to freak you out, so I don't start blowing
It was fashion-inspired. Initially, our approach was to create a small Chanel bag. Uh-huh. So it's a white beetle with big black polka dots all over it.
And our signature on the back.
We signed it, of
true.
Course.
Yes. Yeah, it's very, very cute. Now, I owe you two a huge apology.
Whoa.
All right, so I'm apologizing to you on the air because when we first met, I've been on the air 14 years, and you guys came on the show, I think, first couple years that I went on the air.
Yes.
And
you were one of our first shows we ever did.
Yeah.
You were, like, at the head of it.
Aw. Well, you guys just kind of quietly came into the valley, started doing your own thing. You're everywhere throughout the valley. You're a huge supporter of so many causes. You go all over the place. You must go to an event 6 nights out of the week.
No, we could.
Fine.
Yeah,
fine,
could, exactly. Yeah. Every time I'm going somewhere, you guys are there. But I did not realize the extensive background. I was looking at your bio. You have pieces all over the world. You've been all over the world. You're a designer of commercial space. I mean, your list of credits, you two, goes on and on and on. I'm reading about Hong Kong, Andy Warhol at the factory, president of Armani in San Francisco. Is this, you know, bringing
this
up any?
This is all so memorably true.
Hungarian television state dinner. I'm president of Armani. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And you two have never once came out and said, well, I have done this or I have done that. And that is, first of all, why I love you guys so much. But second, I'm embarrassed with myself that I didn't know that you did all this stuff.
Well, you know, it's so wonderful to look back and reflect on all of it because all those journeys have made us who we are today.
Right.
But we're so much about the moment we're living and tomorrow.
And the next project. I mean,
exactly.
Right now we've got exciting new projects. It seems like we reinvent ourselves frequently because we have the ability between us to do things architecturally, paintings. You know, we're painting. We just had a big show of our work down in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Karen, you're going to...
Well, one of the things that we got hooked on doing rabbits, polka pukas.
Yes.
And puka is a Celtic spirit god in the form of a rabbit. And I believe this spirit god embodied us, took over, and we have painted so many paintings and have done 9, 8, and 8.5 foot rabbits. Our warren just keeps growing. We were fortunate enough to have 3 of them juried into the El Paseo 2017-2018 exhibition, and they proudly stand.
So if you're driving down El Paseo at Lupine,
yes, you must go and see.
There are 3 8-foot brightly colored rabbits, kind of clustered in a conversation.
Orange. And exactly.
You cannot miss them. And this is another connection, strange connection we had, because I collected rabbits, the little rabbit statues for the longest time until people, that's all they ever brought me. And I had a, my house was full of rabbits, so they all had to go in boxes. So I love rabbits.
Do you have an 8-footer?
Yeah, no, I don't, but that's the only one, Tony, that I don't have is an 8-foot rabbit. And I have seen your rabbits around town now. And they're, all your sculptures, I can pick out your sculptures right away because I am a, I love color. And you bring so much color to your work. To me, it just brightens everything with that much color. I love the color. But don't you have some rabbits up at the Ritz-Carlton as well?
It was so fabulous. For 2 weeks, we just bombarded the Ritz with our rabbits. They asked us if they could please have them over the past holiday and beyond.
One was at the entrance when you arrived. One was at on the in front of the reflecting pool down in the gardens. We had seven of them, but we have a. They've been very generous to us, and we have a large illuminated display case of our work.
He always says a, but it's two. They're two.
Two. That's two. Right. Two giant vignettes, vitrines.
We like both words.
I don't know my V words. Two vitrines.
Victory.
One with a giant. Flat screen TV showing our work in the studio and some of the installations. So we have an ongoing relationship, and we're about to start something, which I don't even know what it is, but they have something in mind that they want to
talk to
us
to continue
about.
With.
Right.
Oh, they're just a wonderful team. The Ritz is just a spectacular
and they have,
place.
And all that, and they have the best pizza in the valley.
There you go. You can't beat that. Now, I think people, and we need to backtrack a little bit about your art. You paint, you do these larger-than-life sculptures. When you originally, and I heard, Karen, that you used to train horses, or you used to ride horses?
Yes.
I have never seen, do you own a pair of blue jeans?
She did.
Yeah. I did at that time, but
did.
I wore them with really cool
But they were
boots.
Color.
Yeah.
But they were color.
They were,
color.
Were yellow, red, orange.
We had a horse farm. We lived before moving to Venice Beach, living on the canals in Venice.
Big change.
Yeah. We had a farm in East Tennessee. We came out of Soho. Mm-hmm. We were in New York. We were Soho pioneers. We had a great studio loft doing all kinds of wonderful work, traveling around the world doing projects. And we all of a sudden, we were hired to work on a World's Fair in
wherever. In
it was, in Tennessee. Yeah. And we looked around, and these farms were gorgeous, these horse farms. And fortunately, we had New York money at the time, and we were in Tennessee, so it went a long way.
A long way.
And we had about 20-acre horse farm, and we're raising American saddlebreds, Tennessee walking horses, like that.
Arabians.
One gorgeous little white Arabian. Oh, my God. That was her favorite, I think.
So what came first then? Because then you've moved across the country, and here you are in the desert. What for creative people? I'm always fascinated by what did you start with first? Was it painting or drawings or photography before? And we're going to talk about the larger-than-life sculptures when we get back from the break, but what was the first medium?
The genesis. She wants to know the genesis.
The genesis.
That would be so complicated to actually
answer. Well, when we first met, which I won't tell you how long ago that was.
We don't want to change.
We don't discuss dates. Yes.
We don't want to adjust your barometer on the understanding our passion. But what would we had, Chicago was, we were born, both born, raised, met, married in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Chicago was very good to us. When I had come out of the Art Institute, I went to work as in architectural fashion, working, designing restaurants, the nuts and bolts, and we knew it backwards and forwards. So we designed several very famous restaurants in Chicago. But the basics was the painting and the sculpture. We would exhibit, you know, Chicago is a great place to grow up as an artist. You not only are in the shadow of the Art Institute, but the city itself supported art. Mm-hmm. And we would exhibit, and we'd, you know, just get out there with our work and show it. And that was the very beginning. And then with the skill of, then a bunch of artists got together. We opened a restaurant, of course, thought we knew everything about it, and it was fantastic.
Yeah.
And from there, we started designing other people's restaurants. And there's a company in Chicago called Let Us Entertain You, which is a very big company. We're the original designers for their first three restaurants.
Wow.
And so that's where it all started. And then we decided, wait a minute, we got to get back to our roots.
Yes,
and painting. And we got up and moved to New York.
Okay, on that, we're going to stop right there. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We have more with Tony and Karen Barone. You guys are just so much fun. Stick around, folks. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and the new 100.9 FM. Welcome back, everyone. I'm Françoise Rhodes. So great to have you with us. Our guests today in this hour of the show include Karen and Tony Barone. Now, you see their art all over. They're larger-than-life sculptures. Of course, you have paintings. You have different exhibits of smaller work. But you have French fries and big forks and ice creams and your bunnies. And in front of Desert Ark, you have they look like angels to me.
They are, especially being positioned in front of such a meaningful building. Mm-hmm.
That silhouette is an androgynous silhouette, and it's we call it modern man, humanity.
Uh-huh.
And it's showing up more and more in our work now. It started, I just did a blog.
I saw the blob online. You sent out an e-blast, and I saw the blob.
So we just did one on the evolution of the, I met Modern Man before I met Karen, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And it was from when I was in school. It was used to put into a drawing to show the scale of the drawing. Anyway, it's growing. In fact, it's going to reach a new height right very shortly, thanks to Jerry and Barbara Keller.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not only is their generosity and their humanity touching all of us,
yes,
but they just commissioned us to create a giant, biggest piece we've done in the valley.
It'll actually be 50 feet upon completion.
Yeah, and it's Modern Man.
Oh.
It's a version of Modern Man. It's out in front at the entrance to their new restaurant, Aqua.
I was going to say, where is it going to? So right there at the river.
You're going to be able to see it. You'll be able to even get glimpses of it from 111.
From a satellite?
No. Yeah.
Over the valley.
But what we're doing is we're creating 2 8-foot Modern Man figures, and they're swaying, kind of reaching up into the sky. Their feet are in a aluminum base, but now we've added water, so they're like emerging out of water, and kind of like the phoenix, but aqua.
Mm-hmm.
And it's reaching up, and each of the two figures are holding a 6-foot fork. So there's the fork.
The fork. All right.
So you have, we have this kind of language that we pull in and out of. This one. Sometimes it's animals and giant Dalmatian dogs.
And sometimes it's very whimsical. I think it's whimsical. And other times and I say this in all due respect because I don't know else how to say it, some have more of a meaningful impact.
Right.
And some are just fun to look at
and
makes you want to eat them or go get an ice cream or something. So,
but even when they're meaningful, they're whimsical because we're trying. It's like honey. To deliver the message, the Dalmatians are to honor firefighters and first responders.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But kids love these sculptures. One in front of the Children's Museum.
Discovery Museum.
How long does it take? How long do you think it's going to take you to build this? Your large piece here for the
for the Kellers.
Uh-huh.
For Aqua.
Oh, that's
really
moving very
moving
quick because Jerry
yes.
and Barbara came to us. Because of the forks, initially, and then it just got out of hand.
French fries too.
And they were so enthusiastic, and we started, and we came back with a sketch of these two figures, and Jerry says, "Well, what if the forks went up the wall?"
Mm-hmm.
And so we started creating the forks in a way that they wrapped around the edge of the building, reached up onto the soffit of the space they had acquired next to it. This is going to be a very big project.
Uh-huh.
And And we added, and from the 6 foot forks, we added 7, 8, 9 foot forks that are three dimensional, that are coming off the soffit.
Oh.
It's going to blow your mind.
It really and listen is. How excited. You two are so excited,
we're excited
about this.
So
you
yes.
are
so,
so
excited.
Oh, the Kellers,
so
too. Are, you have no idea how wonderful it is to work with them. They
Well, but you know, it comes from the wonderful people they're working with as well, which is you two.
Well,
so,
they surround themselves by positive
they
people.
You have
do.
To. It, you really.
Do.
That's the way and life should be. We should the, be happy yeah. every
right.
single
and
day.
And the architect on the project is the same one from Lulu.
Okay.
And it's Jeff
Jurasky.
Jurasky.
Who's just a charming,
charming,
wonderful person.
Well, I mean, the whole
no
thing.
No ego.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
here we are coming into the project later than original
uh-huh.
and, you know, working through it with him. And he's just
really
cooperating with everything.
But it's the Valley.
So great.
It, these people are icons in the Valley. They're working with artists that theoretically some people call icons, along with this architect, designer who did Lulu. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, it's like...
Can't find much more success than that.
Well, no, it's... well, I think those two iconic artists that we're talking about are sitting right here in the room with me. So, but you two are so much fun to work with, and people don't realize, again, that your passion, your home is full of all your work, and you have people over, and it's just, we come over to Gawk, you know, so we can see, what do they have now, so we can look.
I got to tell you, we just delivered, I don't know if you recall, our 7 foot pink cherry vanilla gorilla.
Mm-hmm.
We have a giant pink gorilla. It was on display for the Steve Chase Awards. We loaned it for the Steve Chase Awards. And we had someone came and commissioned us. They wanted a smaller one. And our work, all those big sculptures are scalable.
Uh-huh.
We actually can go up. One person's sculpture is another person's maquette. They wanted bigger.
Right.
And we're able to scale up or down.
Hmm.
So we went to their home, and we ended up making a mini gorilla, half-size gorilla. And in the back of their home, they had these boulders that came up, that went up like a little hill. And at the bottom was the pool, but it looked like the Blue Lagoon. And at the top were the jungle vegetation.
It looks
we put
so
the
much
pool,
like
we put
a jungle.
The this
gorilla
in the
thank
mist.
You
in the
up
mist.
At the top
it
coming
so
out
perfect.
Of the vegetation. We just delivered that
the
Easter
vintage?
Weekend.
Just couldn't be more spectacular.
Oh, it's fantastic.
People can go to your website and check out some of your work and stuff.
Yes.
But Karen, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Because I get this a lot of times. People that first meet you guys, they don't know who they think you're some really eccentric artist that, oh my gosh, can't talk.
Oh, we are eccentric.
Yeah, right. No, right. You know you're so approachable. And they're a little intimidated. They don't know. But I have always admired, first of all, you just do your own thing. You go to the beat of your own drum there, and you that's just you. That's what we now sort of expect from you, by the way. So I don't know how you top yourself every day. But you have started, and we have a couple minutes left. Art, really. When did you start doing that?
You want to know something? I began using cosmetics on my face when I was in the fourth grade.
Oh,
And it just grew from that. I was never told, you can't do that, you can't look like that. And I always felt the freedom. And many, many lifetimes ago, we had a very successful cosmetic company. Now, I've never put makeup on anyone else's face, but I always use my face as a canvas. Wow. And to this day, that's something that just brightens my spirit. And it's kind of like when you walk by someone, you don't always have the time to talk. Mm-hmm. But when you go by me, I'm talking to you, even with my mouth closed.
Yeah, well, you are, and I love all the little dots now. And I just,
Thank you.
I tried it, but I'm not steady with the pen, so it didn't work out too good. Didn't look too good. All right, you guys, we just have barely at this half hour. Has flown by. I can't wait to have you back. I want you to come back a little more often than once every 10 years.
That sounds like a good idea. 14
years I've been around, and we need to have you back. But you have big projects coming up. Keep me posted. I always tell everybody where they can go to see when you have unveilings and openings.
Thank you.
And it's always so much fun to have you on.
Thank you.
We appreciate
it. It's a pleasure.
Yeah. And you go to their website, baroniart.com, which is on the homepage of Traveling with Françoise. Right now, if it didn't, is it on there yet? I didn't put it yet. Anyway, it's very simple. baroniart.com. I will make sure it gets on there when I get back and have the web people update the website. So you guys, I want to make sure they go and see your work. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Françoise.
And thanks for the donuts,
Karen.
Total
pleasure. They're so non-fattening.
Stick around, folks. We'll be right back for hour two, where we're going to ride around in a red Jeep adventure. Take one of those and see what it's all about. We'll be right back.